I want toast and jam.
I want bread and butter. I want bread and butter.
January 13th, 1988.
There is the
Marcus
hugging
bread.
Out on the bread and butter. Brenda, what about you, Boo?
Is that the only loaf of bread they have?
I'm
too thick to digest. Too thick? You don't look that thick. Oh, sick. I know, if I both bit you, it would be very hard to digest.
Sunday.
It's only
Are you threatening us?
I think that was a yes.
Can I have a piece of bread? Oh.
Would you like another piece of pickle bacon?
Mom. Yeah. Do you think that Harley girl, did she steal those earrings?
Mm-hmm. Which is the Harley girl?
Then why does Dinah think she's dead?
Because she's
nice.
Because she's what?
Weird.
Nice.
Who is Dinah and what is
Harley? This is a soap.
Yeah?
And they think... Oh,
gosh. Tell me the whole story.
Why do they think Dinah is gay?
Mark, gay?
Lesbian?
You introduced this subject, Mark.
Yeah. We didn't say they thought she was gay. We said we thought that she was nice, not gay. In her case, we'd be lesbian.
Kind of a guy, right?
No, this is not. Mark introduced this from somewhere out of left field.
I didn't mean it.
You humiliated really Dyke?
No! Mark just thought we said she was gay, and we did not. We said she was nice.
Well, maybe Mark confused his day.
No, I don't. That's why I said she's gay, she's nice.
Well,
you're saying something like the person thinks she's gay.
Yeah, okay.
Because she acts nice. Why? Why would she do that?
Don't ask. This is not a logical conversation, nor is it a logical jump.
Drop the subject, Mark.
I mean, Mark just said...
Oh, my toe!
Oh, he dropped the subject on Mark's toe.
What a heavy subject.
Yeah.
Very thorny. That was a thorny subject. My toe is bleeding. It's got cuts all over it. Mark, you don't have a
little bit. Really
no, I know, I'm just joking. So, Ross, do people ever make errors when they're listening to other people? And they ever hear the wrong thing?
Yeah.
How do they know they ever hear the wrong thing?
Because, like, this girl at Beulah, Holly said, our teacher at Beulah said, "Where's Rachel?" And Holly said, "She's out in the hall." And I said, and everybody thought she said, "She's drunk in the hall."
Now, does that make sense?
I said, "She's drunk in the hall."
Now, did everybody hear it that way?
No, just me and Drew.
Now, how do you know? Maybe she actually said that, and she thought she said she was. Do your people make speech errors? Do they ever say the wrong thing? Now, when some.
Yeah, I said to my gate teacher once. I said, "Mom, I mean,
your gate teacher."
Mark. You just made that up. I will kill you.
I didn't.
I said that.
Your gay teacher.
He needs gay. Miracle ear. Mark, you need miracle ear, Mark.
America Ear?
Miracle
America
Ear.
America Ear?
Miracle Ear. And you need it too.
Hey!
And now he's going to say, and you need it poo? Oh. Now let's see if that needs Miracle Ear. Anyway, I said to my gate teacher, not gay teacher, gate teacher. I said, Mom. And she said,
Mom?
Who, me? And,
what?
Oh, I mean, Miss Fireson. And everybody laughed.
Mom.
Miss
Firestone?
What's the
word she said? Firestone! Oh. You are so deaf. Everybody in this family needs Miracle Ear.
No, it's just you. I've
actually said to Dustin. I've actually said to Dustin. Hey Ross, Dustin.
Hi. Anyway. You said, hey,
Ross. Shut up.
Ross, did you miss the whole story? You missed Mark's whole story.
You're a dumb head.
Brian, did you try these oyster mushrooms?
No, frankly, I haven't, but I know I should.
They taste like oysters.
Can I have a cookie?
Very delicate.
Can I have a poopy cookie?
Oh, you're
poopy.
You have to get
plus poop on cookies.
Mark, and the table.
And on the tape recorder?
I didn't know the tape recorder was on.
Well, now you know.
Uh-oh. Don't you think the table should change your behavior a little?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's wiping the butter on the edges of the thing and he's trying to get the butter off. Oh, there.
I'll tell you what, Ross. You carry this out.
Yeah, Ross.
And then you can get
you bring back the milk for
the
gel. You can also take mine out, Ross.
And
here's
the good luck.
Mark, you do your own.
Oh, you're going to do that? Very good. Go ahead.
Ross does not serve you, Mark.
Ross, here's the good luck.
Thank you.
Did
you take this out to the garbage?
In the garbage. And Ross, you can dump those bones in the garbage.
Look at this. Cool.
Yeah, you put that in the garbage.
That's the way it was formed.
It was usually punched out.
You got to take it out?
Yeah, you got to. Geeks. It's a machine. It wasn't even a person today.
You probably snap it off and it'll cause a leak.
Garbage, Ross. Take that and the bones and dump it in the garbage, okay? Don't throw the fork in.
You want to eat that bread.
Or you have to eat that bread now. Sorry, Mark.
I'm good.
Say la vie, vie.
La vie, vie.
Say la vie, vie.
La vie, vie. La vie, vie.
Did you get it after you?
La vie, vie.
Yeah, I did. I ate more than anyone else did.
Why did you want the fork in the garbage?
I did fine.
Why did you want the fork in the garbage?
No, I want you in the garbage in the fork in the place. Could you in the fork like trade places, please?
Did you ever get the jello? Did you bring the jello?
I didn't, no. I'm waiting for the servant to bring the jello.
España.
I'm glad I don't wear the baby.
España.
You're glad what?
I'm glad I don't live in Haiti.
Haiti? What's that in Haiti?
Oh, they're all messed up. bang, 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 bang. Gonna do it on the Oh, those are funny jello sounds that Bill Cosby makes?
What?
Doesn't Bill Cosby make funny jello sounds? Isn't that it?
Oh.
Remember his jello ads? He used to make funny sounds? And gross.
Have a cookie.
You know Bill Cosby just owned that movie we saw?
A rock movie. A rock movie. Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember.
Lenny?
What?
He did? When did he make it?
He just made it,
didn't he? He made it. Yeah. And he disowned it. He said, it's so terrible. I wish I hadn't made it.
Oh.
Well, I would say it was not that terrible. It was on the terrible side.
It was nothing to be overwhelming.
I had some good ideas that never came off.
Definitely second.
Why do you wish he didn't make it?
Second rate.
Yeah.
What a lousy. It was a second rate.
No.
Why the wolf in a bin lick?
I don't know.
What are you doing, Ross?
I'm eating your cookie. Heating this cookie.
Heating? Oh, Mark.
Spilling my jello.
Oh. I don't know what you all think of this jello.
I don't know.
I know what nylon's made from.
Do you know what nylon's made from?
Oil?
Isn't that right?
Huh?
Petroleum.
Now, do you know what rayon is made from?
Rayon?
Rayon.
Oh, natural gas? Rayon.
No.
I thought it was made from oil, but I didn't
know. I am oil.
Pulp.
Oh, right. Rayon is made from wood. That's right.
Wood.
I've heard that.
Wood pulp.
It actually is older.
Extruded.
It's older than nylon. Rayon is very old. Mm-hmm. I've rayon for quite a while.
They mash it up and they put acetone in it. And they scream it out and
it's rayon. Those are all called polymers.
Polymer?
What?
Rayon is
a polymer?
Is a nylon?
Stop.
Is a nylon a polymer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they're all plastics and stuff.
No,
all
but rayon is not a plastic, except it's got acetone.
It's polymer. Yeah, I'm
good for you.
Do you think I might be wrong? Has Daddy ever wrong? When? How many times has Daddy ever been wrong in his life?
5,900 million.
That's probably true.
Well, at least. I know, at least 100,000.
Huh.
How do you know?
Well, like in school, you probably got.
No, it's true.
Couple.
Oh, no, I used to get straight A's. I used to get perfect papers all the time.
Yeah, but you weren't right all the time.
Not on every single paper.
Sometimes I didn't. There were years when I would never make a mistake.
Yes, but you're not being graded anymore.
And
you just finished making a mistake about rayon.
Yeah.
I said, I might be wrong about polymers.
I know, but you were wrong about rayon.
And you said that it was wrong that she erased the soda.
No, Kitty, no.
Hey, Kitty!
Either the milk or the jello.
Taste the jello.
lot of milk to finish. I know you can.
It's right here.
España, España,
España,
que me hace soñar.
España,
España,
España.
Eso
me hace,
o me hace. Nunca me voy a olvidar. Bum, 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 bum. Could you bring it down?
I want to watch the concert.
España.
Hey, Brian, kill me. I just said that.
One, two.
You're mad at
me. Oh, I see. Okay.
Nothing. No, if you do a speech.
Right.
You say, he's gonna blow up when he finds out he's gonna go to the roof.
Right.
Or
I might say,
the
I'm gonna blow my top.
Head,
yeah. You ever heard me say I'm gonna blow my top?
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm gonna go like that on my top? Where's my top?
Your head.
Uh huh. Or what about if I'm gonna fly off the lid? Or fly off the handle?
I'm gonna jump off the top handle.
Yeah. Or what about if I'm really going to. Like he was so mad he could split in two.
Doesn't matter, that mean you're gonna split in the middle.
Mark's trying. See if I can give you some, okay, Mark?
His face turned red or something.
Or what if I say I'm fit to be tied?
You're fit to be tied?
Yeah, fit to be tied. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means that you're so puzzled that somebody could just tie you up like a little package. It's a hard one. Okay, how about as good as gold?
Like, genuine.
It really means it's really, yeah.
A great gentleman.
Great gentleman.
Good gentleman, more genuine.
How about,
Gentleman.
Okay, how about this one? Here, Mike, let's go back to this way, guys. What if I said I'm all smiles?
You're happy.
Do I really have smiles all over my legs and my arms? No. But, kind
Ross,
of.
Ross is trying to answer.
It's raining, you catch some dogs. She means it's really raining hard.
Yeah, that's one. Mark, do you think it really rains to catch some dogs?
No. Never could.
As clean as a whistle.
As clean as a whistle? What does that mean, Mark?
Really?
Yeah, well, also have to keep whistles clean or else they'll be like the clarinet. Yeah. How about if I say I'm on a roll? Does that mean I'm on top of a biscuit? And I'm sitting on top of it, squishing it?
Oh, I know.
Let Mark say. Okay. Can Mark do the next one, please, Ross?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm hungry enough to eat the world.
I'm hungry enough to eat a bear.
Yeah.
Or I'm as hungry as a bear. Which one is it? I'm hungry enough to eat a bear, or I'm hungry as a bear?
Hungry as a bear.
I heard both of them, actually. Hungry enough to eat a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real?
The Smurfs say, I'm hungry enough to eat a house. But and their house
is real little.
Their house is about as big as a mushroom.
And it's made out of mushrooms.
It is.
It is a mushroom.
Yeah, that's how they eat.
I swear based on their that's architecture.
Okay, let's see.
In Hawaii, they wear their food. They wear vegetation.
I've got one, Mark. What if I say I'm green with jealousy?
Oh, I know.
Mark.
You're real envy here.
Envious, yeah. How about if I'm red with anger?
You're real angry at me.
What if I say I'm boiling up?
Thumb.
Wait, let me tell you. What if I say I'm... A green thumb?
You're
I guess that must be I hit
boiling,
it with a hammer.
Boiling up is real, real mad.
Boiling is really
what
mad.
What about a green thumb?
Green thumb means that you can you
don't
touch
play. That,
okay, Mark, do you know what a green thumb is?
I know what a green thumb is.
I don't know.
Okay, Ross, try it.
It's like you're really good with plants.
Right.
I
really
have
good.
One. Take it down.
One, two. Take it down 1,000. 1, 2. I think
for a lot of batteries here. Let's see, hold on guys. 1, 2, 3. He said the past tense of chew is chone, and he corrected himself and he thought it was very funny.
What's that one?
And then the kid is going to be a handsome
Mexican
some guy,
yeah.
And he's going to have humongous muscles.
That Mexican dude.
Who's the big macho guy?
Lee. He's not macho
Lee
guy.
Lee Iacocca?
Right now he's a little wimpy, ugly guy. Next thing, you know, when he becomes a teenager, he'll be a big, handsome...
Lee?
Lee.
Oh, you need to... Yeah. Oh, I don't love it, no. I'll drink that tea that was a weirdo bag.
I ain't that.
He is a
bug. That's the Chinese tea.
You don't...
If you don't like it, don't drink it.
Taste yours? I can drink it.
I can drink it. It's a sweet drink.
Your dumb as a dodo.
It's not my favorite. Polish it off.
Is there anybody who's who's the dumbest kid in your class?
Me, bag, huh?
The dumbest kid in Ross's class?
Wood Henry.
Really?
Say Wood Henry.
What's wrong with Wood
You're
Henry?
As dumb as a dodo bird.
No, he's my friend.
You know, Ross is not a snob. He thinks all sorts of different kids have talents and... He's not the kind of guy that says, just because that guy's a dumb dodo, I won't talk to him.
Mr. Hill said that,
I'm not a snob.
Mr. Hill said that...
my friends.
Do you?
Yeah, when you go.
Okay.
Mr. Hill said that I don't hold being gay against anybody.
Right. Being gay. He doesn't
know. No, being gay.
Oh, I thought you said being gay.
Thank you.
I was teasing him, though. I did understand it. I was teasing him. It isn't right for a father to tease his son.
Oh, Brian, if you don't believe it, then don't do it. Don't apologize. And then do it anyway. It's all wrong.
You know it's all wrong.
It's immoral.
You know it's immoral, Russ. Don't ever end up like your father.
Did you see the picture
don't
of
ever end
Emery?
Up like your father.
Did you see the picture of Emery?
Yeah.
Looked like you.
Why not?
Did you notice? It was like you there. If
why not,
you
Dad?
Had a picture taken of you right next to him.
Yeah.
It's him.
Father and son. Brothers.
Because you both have the same amount of hair.
Yeah.
And the same craggy face.
In the same
and his nose is a lot longer.
Well, just because I look like him doesn't mean I have to have
get
a bum rap. Man. Yeah, less
like
gray, I mean.
You look like a brother with in better condition.
Yeah.
But you know, he's not in bad condition.
No. Although he says his spine is bad. Did you read his letter?
Yeah.
He's trouble with him.
What does he do as a longshoreman?
Probably just tallies now.
Did they used to lift things? That's what they do all day, is lift?
They used to do a lot of that. Anyway, Ross? Excuse me, can I ask Ross some questions? What?
It wouldn't be
like in a neighborhood.
How? If you lived over where Brad Palacic lives, you wouldn't get your homework done because all your friends would be over all the time. They'd be playing video games, and Mommy and I would go crazy.
He doesn't have a video game system.
That's because his mother knows that if she got one, all the neighborhood would be over.
He had the Atari, but it broke.
Yeah, because all the kids came over all the time. Here, so that all the other kids wouldn't find out.
But now everybody knows about Mara's Nintendo.
About who? Mara's, and they can find where Mara is?
Yeah, they always go over her house and say, can we play Nintendo?
Oh boy.
How about yours? You can have them over to go and play yours.
They want a bike.
It's pretty far, isn't it? Yeah. They can carpool. Hey, Ross, they can get a whole bunch of them together. Get a whole bunch of them together and tell them to get one of their parents to bring them up.
Gee, Ross, you really should join that wrestling team.
Why?
Good. You wouldn't be so much of a wimp.
Yeah, turn you into a real man. No.
Take the wimp right out of you.
He's a real man already. He's not a wimp.
And whip the wimp right out of you.
He's not a wimp, Mom. He really isn't.
He called himself a wimp. He said he's one.
Do you think you're a wimp, Ross?
He said if he lived at Palacios, he wouldn't be so much of a wimp.
Now, why would you be tougher if you were in place? Could you be fighting all the time?
No, he didn't help.
Do they fight every afternoon? Do they fight every afternoon? I bet they do. I bet there's blood in the streets.
Well, there's probably like a fight between two kids every day, yeah.
What?
There's probably a fight between two kids every day on there.
Well, that keeps you entertained. Do they end up really bloody?
They skate in an alley.
Maybe what?
Their favorite place for skateboarding is in an alley.
Oh, yeah? Could they get hit with cars? Dangerous.
But they're like getting and the cars are on a brick road.
If they brought their skateboards up to our street, they'd be in pretty good shape, wouldn't they?
I wouldn't take them. You know, they live a different life.
They have sidewalks.
Do they have ramps?
They go around, but they took it down a little bit.
How come?
It's they can take it down a lot.
Did the city bust them?
No, it's in somebody's backyard. And they can put it up or down.
Mm-hmm.
But they just have to take off a couple pieces of wood.
Well, that's smart.
It's like a convertible car.
I could make one like that.
Could you make an arch ramp? Curve ramp?
Curve is a little tougher to take apart.
Daddy.
You make a straight ramp, it's easier. Yeah, just build a pool and then you can use it to rent.
All my life I dreamed of having a pool. Right. All my life.
And you know how expensive it is?
It was expensive when I was little, it still is.
How much is it?
I don't know. More than we could afford. $10,000?
Well, I suppose if I made, a lot of it
myself.
You
do the digging yourself?
Not the digging.
You do a backhoe, don't you?
I don't know about the digging, but I did a lot of it myself.
Well,
it was fun. You need pumps?
Or we can put it off in the forest. We can dig a little hole in the...
I would be willing to do that.
Hey, that's right. Mark is willing to give up his college money for a swimming pool.
Mark isn't very good.
We have like 6 pounds.
College is really important for it, and swimming pools are not as important as college. If you don't go to college, Mark, you're not going to be able...
Yeah, me.
Which one is that?
How do you get the money?
Which one is the smart one?
Mark's pointing to himself.
I don't think he's any smarter than you. I hate to tell you.
Huh?
He's not any smarter than you.
Okay, who got the higher IQ? I was just saying, if you... Not the same.
Yes.
Truthfully.
Truthfully.
Truthfully, I don't remember.
Truthfully the same.
I think
can I look at them?
I'll tell you when you get older.
I think it's true.
Can I look at them now?
I'll tell you later when you get
can
more.
I look at my old
no, it's no. Not very smart to tell kids what their IQ is.
They don't let you do that.
They get weird.
I won't brag about it.
No,
weird,
I'm not going to let you
do
that. I'm not going to let you know it.
They get weird.
If you get straight A's, then you know you're very smart.
My brother got weird with it. He was told.
Yeah.
By a teacher. No.
Jim.
IQ
doesn't mean that much.
He got weird with it.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't mean much to you. It should be your grades that matter. As long as you get straight A's, then you know you're working. But you have to. It's not enough to just be smart. You know there's some smart people that get crummy grades? And you know there's some
you
people...
You could be a straight-A student and have a good IQ and being gay.
Hey, let me tell you, it's easy to get bad grades.
But then there's something wrong with your head.
You know Eric?
Yeah.
he has problems.
Primo's smart, but he doesn't do well at all.
Yes, sir.
I could be a student with a high IQ and being gay.
Yeah.
And just because I happen to be an okay grade student and being gay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Do you think that's true?
Well, let me tell you something else. When you get in college, nobody really cares what your IQ is. Just about everybody else has the same IQ.
Okay. Now Mark's going to tell us all about how you play the Legend of Zelda. Go ahead.
Okay. The title of it is How to Win a How to Get a Triforce in The Legend of Zelda. A piece of Triforce.
Okay.
Anyway, you go to level 6, and there's this sort of like clock thing that you have to get, and once you have it, there's this blinking thing up on the dark place, and the blinking thing shows where the main monster is, and you have to kill the main monster. Gives you a heart container. You have to walk over to the room beside it, and then there's this Triforce standing there, and you have to go over, walk on the Triforce, and it shows you picking up the Triforce, and these dark stage things close, and you walk up the stairs out of the level, and you go back and go for another level.
Another level? Do you get right into the other level?
What do you mean?
Well, do you just pop right into the other level, or do you have to find the other level?
Find.
How do you find the 11 levels?
You have to find them. So, and by the way, level 6 mm-hmm. is in a place that's off the map.
Really? That makes it very hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I found it. It's easy. There's this thing right beside the graveyard. Mm-hmm. Then you go up, mm-hmm. and I think there's another one. But if there isn't, there is level 6.
Well, how do you use the map?
Oh, you look at it. And it shows all these little places.
Yeah.
Like, say, here's a place with 3 trees,
yeah.
One here, one here, one here.
Yeah.
And you walk over there, and you look on the map, you see a place with 3 trees, one here, one here, one here.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk over to, you look on the map and see where to go mm-hmm. to hit that place. And once you get there, mm-hmm. there you are.
And why do you want to go there? Why do you want to go to that place?
I was just giving you an example.
I know, but
for
example, why do you go to the places you go to? Like when you go to some place, what's
there are
the reason
some reasons. One reason is just to kill monsters for fun. Mm-hmm. One reason is
Does that get you anything? Do you get any points for killing them?
One thing is to kill them and get all the cachet that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing is to go along and kill the monsters and get the money and go to the levels and get the Triforce and get the heart container.
So sometimes you're trying to do this so you can kill monsters, get their money, get heart containers, get more extra lives, and get Triforce. But what is the purpose of the whole thing? What does the heart Triforce get you?
Okay. There's a big Triforce.
Yeah.
That is in the shape of
what's it called?
Triangle?
Yeah.
In the shape of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get a piece of a Triforce, you put it in the big Triforce shows the little piece of the Triforce. And the reason to get the Triforces is because there you have to save the land from an evil person who's ruling the kingdom.
And how does the Triforce do that?
It, you here You put all the pieces together,
yeah.
And then I think you hold the Triforce up to the bad guy, and he disappears.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No way.
Have you ever gotten the Triforce all complete?
No chance.
How close did you get?
Even Todd has a pretty hard time getting that.
How close did you get?